Outside Rimrock Junior Senior High, the wind comes out of the canyon like lead from a shotgun barrel. Rimrock sits amid an agrarian idyll between Grandview and Bruno. There are fields all around, unusually green from spring rains. The cliffs of the Snake River frame the background, and CJ Strike Reservoir gleams below the school. Along with two elementary schools, Rimrock educates the students of the Bruno Grandview School District. This district is bordered by Oregon, Nevada, Mountain Home, and Nampa. In some parts of the world, there are smaller, sovereign countries. Some students travel more than an hour and a half one way to get to school. But Rimrock has fewer than 150 students. Inside, the halls are quiet on this Friday as teachers and students count the minutes to the weekend. The question is, do they make that weekend a day longer? Jody Jewett is helping to decorate the gym for her daughter's 8th grade graduation. Jewett says she's excited and hopes they do go to 4 days a week.
Have my kids home one extra day with me. I think there's a lot of benefits for the community and for the school district.
But daughter Kayla isn't so sure.
I think it would be an okay idea because it would be better for medical appointments or something on the Mondays that we have off. And I also disagree with it because we'd have to go to the 7 period days and we'd have to have the same classes every day instead of having the 4 block schedule.
Most students I speak to aren't as committed to the school's rotating schedule. Most want the 4-day week. I get the usual responses, a day to sleep in, more time for work or study, hanging out with friends. But some students here look at school as a refuge. Freshman Caitlin Irwin has a lot of responsibilities at home.
Feed goats, feed calves, help my mom milk goats, work with my 4-H animals, and I want the day off, but I have to work on the day off. It really doesn't help me.
Many families in this district are leaning toward the 4-day week idea because it means kids have more time to help on the farm or ranch. While the communities of this district are divided on the 4-day proposal, whether or not to do it seems not to be the most emotional question. Here's Will Goodman, a history teacher who's in charge of investigating 4-day school weeks and leading community meetings on the topic.
When we went out into the communities, we found that actually the most controversial part of it is whether we took a Monday or a Friday. For some people in our community, Monday is a family home night, and they really wanted their kids to be at home on Mondays and not traveling or being away to sporting events and things like that.
Goodman is referring to members of the LDS Church. They have traditionally set Monday nights aside as a family night. And some members of the district's large LDS population don't want to risk anything interfering with that. But teachers and school administrators are leaning toward having Monday off. They say it would save having to switch the schedule around on federal holidays like President's Day. This debate, which Goodman says has been very civil, reaches right into the halls of Rimrock. Here's 10th grader Abby Caballero.
I'm a little worried about what day they're going to put it on and what effect that's going to have on us. Because I heard if they put it on Mondays, then we're going to have all of our away games. And I already have to wake up earlier to go to seminary. But then if it's on Fridays, we won't be able to have, like, our regular Friday stuff, like football games and, you know, fun dances and just fun stuff like that.
What do your parents think?
I think they're leaning towards Friday more, so that way we don't have all of our away games on a Monday.
But there are others for whom the day is not the issue. Outside now, 3 buses idle, waiting to haul kids into town or into the miles of desert toward home. Kay Segrist sits behind the wheel of one of the buses.
Well, it's going to cut some bus drivers out of their insurance, plus their wages, and it's going to be hard. They'll probably have to go pick up a second job if they can. Everybody's going to have problems. I would like to see it stay a 5-day week. But I know they need to save money, too, and they have to do that somehow.
Going to a 4-day school week would also put a financial burden on some parents, even as it saves the district money. In Grandview, the area's only licensed daycare owner, Jan Woods, says the 4-day week would be a burden to her clients. One of those is Lisa Martinez. 2 of Martinez's kids are in school, and she's picking up the youngest now.
I don't particularly like it. It's long days for the kids, and I got to bring my kids to daycare because I work, so daycare costs enough as it is with one child, and then I got to bring two more into it. So if they decide to, I guess I got to bring him to daycare.
But Jody Jewett, who was spending the afternoon blowing up balloons in the school gym, says the district shouldn't have to worry about that.
The schools are not our babysitters, so that would be the parent's responsibility anyhow, because they're not our daycare center, and they're for our kids' education.
Leaving Grandview, you pass a sprawling cattle yard owned by the Simplot Corporation. It's cause for several minutes of concentrated mouth breathing. Once up the hill and through the gap in the cliffs, the bovine olfactory assault ends abruptly, and you cross a low bridge over the Snake River. You're still in the district. It goes on for a long way. But the debate over the four-day school week won't go on much longer. This week, the school district hopes to get back the last of an opinion survey from all the different communities of the district. On May 6th, the school board is scheduled to vote on it. For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.